It is a quarantine weekend, part two here in the state of Texas. I do encourage you to read my new book that I just came out with, Love in the Time of Corona. And I think it's really got a lot of possibility. It's like another book you may have heard of. Relationships, this can be a strain on it. Mm-hmm. We got to get the good doctor back on, Dr. Phil Good. You know, it didn't go so well last week, Dr. Phil Good, but we're hoping for better this week.
Well, there you go. Sure, you don't want that Dr. Oz guy.
Well,
instead,
I know
heard
we
him on your show.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Are you a little jealous, Dr. Phil?
Sounds like it. Mm-hmm. A little jealous, huh?
Well, he's got 6 television appearrances today booked. I've got 8.
Oh,
so
well, there you go.
You, the TV doctor choice. Dr. Drew has 42. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
We're not
that
even going to talk about Gupta.
All right. Yeah, he's everywhere.
He's everywhere. An actual doctor. You have an actual doctor on your show, don't you, coming up?
That's what we were just saying.
That's going to talk to us on Tuesday.
Yeah, we were just talking
about
that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to that. I love real doctors. I learn so much.
Not think you're a real doctor?
Take notes.
I'm a love doctor.
Really.
I'm a doctor in spirit.
Okay.
What I'm here to talk about is love. How do you keep the love alive in a quarantine weekend? Face to face, heart to heart, nowhere to run, nowhere.
Clearly.
At least not very far.
Yeah, right.
They'll catch you.
Yeah, they'll catch you, huh?
Well, close quarters can get you drawn and quartered if you do it wrong, right?
Right.
That's right.
You're right.
Look at me.
You're right.
Please stop doing that.
There you go.
You're on the phone.
All right. Well, first of all, you're lucky if you're a dude that's quarantined with a woman.
Is that right?
Well, us guys, that's a fortunate thing.
Oh, yeah?
Why is this?
She's probably been hoarding various soaps from Bed Bath & Beyond and Bath & Body Works for decades.
Yeah,
so
well,
you don't have to go out and you don't have to hoard that.
That's true. It's totally true.
By the way, lavender is my favorite.
Oh, good to know.
But it is tough. It is tough being that close, especially since Ulta and Sephora have shut down.
Easy.
But it's time to find new activities. It's time to find new activities.
New activities. You can do it again.
Yeah, like a board, not just Netflix or
right.
But although you can stream past episodes of Dr. Phil,
on various
platforms. But you know, like a board game.
Or
a puzzle, like a 10,000 piece puzzle.
Wow, that's a lot of pieces.
Because it's also important to find new things to fight about, and that will do it.
We'll definitely do it.
Oh, yeah. The winning.
Okay, well, let's talk about fighting. Last week you said we need to have safe words to stop.
You're right. I did talk about having a safe word.
Right. Yeah. Just something.
A safe word.
A safe word. I need a safe word.
Yeah. What should we?
Let me tell you the safest words to say.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Stop
the bleeding right there.
Yeah.
Flatten that curve, right? Just remember that old sickness in and health thing.
Right.
They didn't say nothing about pandemics, did they?
No, they didn't.
No.
Y'all good luck.
All right. There he is. That was a little bit more helpful. Dr. Philgood on hang.
Waking up the West Oplex. It's KB and Marley.
Ladies and gentlemen,
to the show. Real Country, 92.1 Hank FM.